Talk for the Purposes of the Show, Saturdays 9 till noon, WPG Talk Radio 95.5. I'm John DeMasi. We bring in the one, the only, and again, happy birthday, Seth, and thanks for inviting me. Had a good time and met a lot of nice people there.
Well, thank you very much, and I know I'm going to wander off this morning, so whatever I don't get to, please look it up at libertyandprosperity.com, because that has all the topics that I should be talking about this morning. But I'm not, because I turned 75, and I had a chance to reflect on why for the past 21 years of my life I've been obsessed with libertyandprosperity.com and talking about Western civilization, and this has really been my passion. Because when you talk about what O.J. did, that blatant murder, and when you heard the top of the news, somebody just stabbed five random people and killed them. I guess it was in New Zealand. And you read the paper every day in Philadelphia, they have a celebration. And what was the term they used? They said a faction of young people started shooting at another faction of people in West Philadelphia a couple of days ago. So what's going on? But what's going on is this is the way normal human beings behave if we don't have civilization, if we don't have Judaism, Christianity, if we don't have a Bible. Because we have the same DNA, we have the same genetic makeup as the cavemen who learned how to start a fire, who hunted woolly mammoths, who got attacked by saber-toothed tigers at the end of the Ice Age 10,000 years ago. We humans were smarter than other animals. We could solve problems. We can be kind and compassionate. We can work with others to have a safer and more comfortable life. But we could also be cruel, jealous, dishonest, violent, and sadistic. So how do humans make our lives better? Well, for thousands of years, we made our lives better by the older people sitting around the campfire and telling the young folks, well, you may feel like doing this, but you can't do what you feel like doing, because if you do, all these bad things are going to happen. And that became more involved 7,000 years ago when they invented writing in Egypt and Babylonia. So not just telling stories at the campfire, but you'd have people writing about experiences for hundreds and thousands of years. So instead of making the same mistakes people made, we're learning from them. And then about 5,000 years ago, the Hebrews or Jews came along, and really they traveled back and forth between Egypt and Babylonia, and they wrote down the best wisdom of both civilizations and put them in this collection of books that we now know as the Bible. And that means we all follow the same rules, we all live in peace with each other, and even though you may be angry, you may be jealous, you may have all these feelings to take something from somebody else, you're taught since childhood, love your neighbor as yourself. Take one day off every week to reflect on your life. Don't murder, don't steal, don't mess with somebody else's spouse. Don't lie. Don't be jealous of what other people have. And that was the basis of this Hebrew civilization. And then about 2,300 years ago, the Bible and the Jews and this morality got together with the Greeks and the Romans, and we combined the logic and science of that world with the morality of the Bible. And that gave us Christianity, modern Judaism, and Greek and Roman and Western civilization. And that gave us a better life in Europe, North Africa, the Middle East, and India. Now, of course, disaster happened in the year 622. That was just 1,400 years ago. That was when a radical warrior in this backward section of Arabia declared a holy war on everybody else. And that holy war said it was okay to kill, rob, rape, and enslave anybody if they didn't embrace your religion. And in just 75 years, those Arabs wiped out the Persian Empire, most of the Christian world, most of the Greek Empire, and the Roman Empire. But yet Christianity survived, stopped the invasion, saved France, reconquered Spain, protected Christian minorities in the Middle East with the Crusades. Then we had the advance that we enjoy today. In Europe, they invented the printing press. So instead of just the very wealthy being able to read and get that accumulated knowledge, everybody could do it. And then learning, science advanced. Europe came to America and got new wealth. And then in 1776, the United States of America was created. And that was with that Declaration of Independence that we're all created equal, endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We have a Constitution. We have more freedom, justice, wealth, and peace than any civilization in world history. But then another setback. There was another revolution in France, and that gave us most of the problems we have today. The American Revolution was based on the Bible, the Ten Commandments, and the ideas of Benjamin Franklin. And that idea is that if you have a problem in your life, if there's something that you want that you don't have, the way to fix it is to be free and given opportunities to work hard, use your talent, make your life better. Because when everybody works hard to make their own life more productive, everybody has more wealth, everybody's more happy, and everybody's safe. But the French Revolution started an idea that was just the opposite. It was based on the idea that if most people are too poor, it's because few people were too rich. And so the basic idea of the French Revolution was for poor people to kill rich people, steal their stuff, and call it social justice. And the French Revolution started by killing aristocrats and stealing their stuff. And then it morphed into communism and socialism that said poor people should take what they want from rich farmers and business owners. And that led to national socialism or Nazism, which said anybody could take what they want from Jews. And that's related to Black Lives Matter with the reparations. Well, you know, if some people are privileged, just take their stuff because you're entitled to it. And that's where we are today. So thanks for letting me go down memory lane there. But, you know, when you talk about the problems that we have today, almost every problem we have today is rooted in that history, that we either go with a civilized Judeo-Christian life based on everybody follows the same rules, everybody has the same opportunity, and if you want something, you create and build it and produce for yourself. As opposed to the other way of looking at things, where if you don't have what you want, you blame somebody else, and you come up with a good reason to take it, either by killing them, threatening them, bullying them, or using politics to get more votes than they have, and then take their stuff legally. So that's the battle that's going on today, and I think every now and then we ought to think of the basics of what's behind what's going on.
Well, you said it very well.
except now we have a new problem, and that's this Wahhabi version of Islam. Because after the Crusades, Europe advanced with science and education, the Islamic world started to become moderate. They started to say, we could live with these Christians. We just want a better life for everybody. But every time you would have these radical jihadists would go to war, they'd get clobbered because the Europeans had the modern weapons. But all that changed after World War I when something made Islam radical and dangerous again. And that was when Europeans were fighting with each other during World War I. Each of the European powers gave their most modern weapons and military training to these radical Islamists. The British trained the Muslims of India and Pakistan. The French trained the Muslims in Algeria and North Africa. The Germans trained the Muslims of Turkey. And the communists of Russia, in that scene from that movie I keep talking about, Reds in 1920, trained the Muslims of Afghanistan. Then you had oil discovered in Arabia, and what used to be a fringe, radical, marginal group of just dangerous, violent, intolerant people, suddenly they had oil, money, and the most modern weapons in the world, and that is what's making things so dangerous for us. So we have to recognize that. And again, at my birthday party Saturday, you know, everybody noticed it, that I used to be just a normal, quiet lawyer, and suddenly I became obsessed with liberty and prosperity. So I thought I'd give a the reason why, because we're on the verge of losing everything for our kids, our grandkids, everything about America, if we don't see what's at stake and do more preserve our rich Judeo-Christian and American heritage.
Well, what can we do? That's a good question. What can we do?
Well, the thing is, and that's where I almost get inspired by some of these movies. I saw Space Cowboys a week ago, and you know, that's where the old, aging, over-the-hill astronauts end up saving the world. Or remember the Magnificent Seven,
yeah,
where the old washed-up gunslingers save the village. So really, it's up to us baby boomers, because our young people, one of the reasons that they're unable to, I guess, defend our country is they don't know how great this country was. But those boomers, we know how great it was because we lived through it. And at my party, when I thought of this, I was watching the home movies of, you know, my parents, when you had doctors and dentists and all these professionals didn't live in fancy houses in the suburbs. We lived in the neighborhoods where our the patients were, and we lived on top of the office. We were all part of one country. But what we've got to do, we've got to talk to our own children and tell them what we had, so they will know how important it is to vote. And instead of voting, well, this politician's going to give me more money by taking something away from somebody else. We got to get back to the basics and really start getting involved. And when I say get involved, I mean doing more than just voting. I mean, you have to take the time to know who's in politics for the wrong reasons. And, you know, what we do is we tend to, you know, to be lazy. We say, well, all politicians are crooks, so I'm not going to get involved. So if all politicians are crooks, and you're not going to get involved, then nobody's going to go into politics instead of a crook. So you have to get involved, and you have to pay attention. And when I say pay attention, think of the sacrifices that our parents made in World War II. You know, going out 3-4 years, getting yourself killed. And now we have people won't even write a $10 contribution to a candidate, won't even sign a petition to help someone to get on the ballot, won't be a candidate, won't talk to their children because they're afraid their children will get mad at me. So I think the first step is to understand the danger, and then to take more time to come to a Liberty and Prosperity meeting, to go to our website, to sign up for our email update and find out what the real issues are and not the fake issues. So that's the best I could say.
Okay. Well, we should follow that. Definitely.
I hope so, and it's even the another interesting thing. And what issue? Because we're talking about these superficial issues, and I actually just thought of one thing. You listen to the radio. A lot of us listen to Dave Ramsey, and what's Dave Ramsey's, you know, slogan? He says over and over again. He says, if you want to straighten out your own life, get out of debt.
That's right.
What Americans learned, that no one else in the world learned before the Americans did. You see, the Europeans always had this idea that government and politics was a special art of what they called statecraft, and that only experts in government could understand how to run government. It was the Americans who understood that government is just a collection of people, just like a business, just like a family, just like a church or synagogue, like any other group of people. And the same rules that apply to your ordinary life apply to government. And think of that. If the most important thing in your personal life is to get out of debt, why do we tolerate having our government go into debt? Because it means all the things that ruin families and ruin businesses and ruin organizations when they go into debt, when they can't pay their bills, when they do things without thinking of how they're going to get paid. I'd say that's the first basic thing to look at. And you see these stories in the local paper, the Ocean City Sentinel. You know, taxes went up, and property taxes went up in Ocean City. They're going up in Summers Point. They're going up in Upper Township. The federal government's in debt. Gold is now at $2,300 an ounce. Silver is at $28 an ounce. our money's no good because of all this debt. So I would say I would focus on which politicians are talking about cutting down the debt, either by spending less money, paying everybody 50 cents in a dollar like we do with a personal bankruptcy. But I would say that debt is the bottom line, because that comes down to responsibility. When you promise to give people free stuff and you're not going to pay for it, make somebody else pay for it, or pretend someone else is going to pay for it by making the money worth nothing, that's probably the best issue to start. So on that cheerful note, let me invite anyone who wants to talk more about it, libertyandprosperity.com. We meet, we're online. Subscribe to our email update. Please donate some money to us so we can keep these messages on the radio. And any Saturday morning, 9:30 to 10:30, at Sal's Cafe, Route 9 and Groveland Avenue in Summers Point. All you got to do is order your own breakfast and tip the server and pay for your own breakfast. And I'm late, so thank you very much. And it was so good seeing you at my birthday party. And it was just so nice bringing all these people together.
Yes, it was.
Reflect on what happened in
the
past.
Yes, it was. Yes.
So thank you very much for being there.
Thank you, Seth, for inviting me. Seth Grossman, Liberty and Prosperity, the website libertyandprosperity.com. It is Talk with a Purpose every Saturday, 9 till noon, WPG Talk Radio 95.5. I'm John DeMasi.